Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, Bob. Let's get right into it with our Thursday Night Tailgate spotlight on the positive. Who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, this one, you know, almost brought tears to my eyes. I was reading about this early in the week, Chris, because, and it happened yesterday. Every year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their defensive tackle, Gerald McCoy, he has done it for 5 years now. He puts on something called the annual McCoy Family Christmas. Now, he has it at the Tampa Bay training facility there. The indoor facility, and what he does, it started years ago, about 5-6 years ago, where he would just probably get a few families together and feed them and buy gifts for them. These are families that were hurting going into the holidays, single parent families. But he's got this up now where he has partnered with United Way and something called Metropolitan Ministries down in Tampa, where he gets about 40 families these last few years. They come into the practice facility, Chris. They kind of walk around the field, and they sit down. They have a very nice, warm holiday meal. And without a lot of these families and kids knowing, Mr. Gerald has gone out there and come up with wish lists on the parts of all these children and people. And he actually comes through giving these kids bikes and things like that. It was really, really incredible. They actually have video of it on the Tampa Bay website. So, again, it'll bring tears to your eyes if you play the video and read the story. But it's called, again, the annual Christmas with the McCoys. And they just did their fifth one. This happened just a couple nights ago, Chris. And so it's fresh on their website. But kudos to Gerald McCoy, defensive tackle of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Incredible stuff he's doing.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing story. So kudos to you, Bob, for finding that one and to him as well. And, Bob, earlier tonight we talked about Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith and, you know, being snubbed for the Pro Bowl. Well, tonight I want to put my spotlight on him for the great work that he's doing off the field with his foundation. And what they do is provide mentorship and support programs for foster kids to try to help them go to college. And his foundation has been upheld as a model one, not just for athletes, but for philanthropists in general, for how well his foundation is being run. Generally, experts say that nonprofit organizations should put at least 2/3 of its proceeds back towards its cause. Well, Alex Smith puts 91% of its proceeds, you know, towards its mission. And so far, his foundation has helped 23 foster kids graduate from college, and he's successfully lobbied his home state of California to increase the age of support to foster children from 18 years up to 23 years. And his foundation, you know, they're running lean on their overhead. That's how they, you know, try to have as much of the funding, you know, go into, you know, these programs. He's got his family running the program. His mom is, you know, at the head of that. And plus on top of that, Bob, he is taking money out of his own pocket to help these kids, which is absolutely fantastic. Not just money he raises by doing a golf tournament or whatever. He's taking money out of his own bank account to help some of these kids, and he's trying to do as much as he can, you know, for foster kids who are aging out of the state program, right? So kids that are, you know, getting to, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, these kids are going to be, you know, out of the foster care program and essentially left, you know, to, you know, struggle on their own from there. It's like, you know, the state has done as much as they can for the kids, you know, now they're sort of on their own. So what his program's trying to do is, you know, help these kids get an education and to give themselves a leg up and opportunities they wouldn't normally otherwise get. So, you know, you look at the state of California stats, Bob, 5% of kids that are in foster care ever graduate from college. Well, you know, the people that are in Alex's program so far, well, 80% of them have graduated, and it's 80% because some of them are still in the program and they haven't graduated yet. So he's doing such a great job with foster kids, and so, you know, kudos to Alex Smith and, of course, Bob, to yours, Gerald McCoy, two guys doing great things.
Yeah, we've talked about Alex in the past. He continues to do great things, even though he's been aligned on the football field at times, Chris. the things he's doing off are just incredible. And, you know, all these good things going on are very, very respected throughout the year, but they take on a different meaning around the holidays, and this is probably one of our more memorable ones when it happens this time of the year.
Indeed. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Randy Grossman, Tony Collins, Olandis Gary, Paul Alexander, and Denny McClain for joining us tonight. And Bob, just like I say every single week, the best part is spending my Thursday nights doing this show with you, my friend.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got goosebumps talking to Denny McClain, and I always do because that was a part of my youth, and that's a legend right there. And we don't use that term loosely on here. But again, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Chris. Well, I guess we won't talk till the new year. So this was a very, very fun year, a very successful year, and I can't wait to start it all over in January.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Merry Christmas to you and yours, my friend. And, yeah, we look forward to catching up again in a couple of weeks. And when we do, we'll be kicking off 2018 with a set of really great friends. You know, new Florida A&M head coach Willie Simmons. You know, he's been with us several times as the head coach of Prairie View A&M. Willie has accepted the head coaching job at his alma mater, Florida A&M. So we look forward to catching up with Willie and hear all about that. Former Cleveland Browns defensive back Felix Wright will be with us, as will super agent and TNT Hall of Famer Lee Steinberg. Great to get Lee back on the show. And former Rams Pro Bowl quarterback and birthday boy Jim Everett. Jimmy turns 55 on January 3rd, so we look forward to celebrating a little bit with him when we kick off 2018 on January 4th. That's the first Thursday night in January. And, of course, Tony Collins will be with us to go through our five-star picks of the week. So look forward to coming back, and we hope you'll come back and be a part of the show with us. I want to remind everybody how you can stay up to date with what we're doing on social media. First, visit us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. You'll be able to stream or download any of our archive episodes for free from there. Plus, also check us out on Podbean. That's a great podcasting site. They've got great podcasts across all genres. So if you love streaming podcasts, they've got great ones, including, you know, us. We appreciate their support of us. We've been a featured podcast on there all year long, as our golf show has been as well, Next on the Tee. So if you like golf as well, please check out our Next on the Tee show over there as well. On Twitter, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. The show is at TNT Podcast, so you can find us there on Twitter. Bob, Merry Christmas again. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we look forward to catching up with you on Thursday, January the 4th. In between now and then, take us home.
Same to you. Thank you, Chris. And the same also to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he does with our intro and ads, and to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. Until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.